Yesterday, by the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we commenced with ruku number 5 of Surah An-Nahl, and in particular, verse 35. And this is where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا The mushrikeen, the polytheists say, لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا عَبَدْنَا مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ Had Allah willed, we would not have worshipped anything apart from Him, neither we nor our fathers. Neither would we have forbidden anything without His command. كَذَلِكَ فَعْلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ This is how those who were before them behaved. فَهَلْ عَلَى الرُّسُلِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ So the messengers have no responsibility but to clearly convey the message. I explained in essence, the mushrikeen used to say, well, if everything happens by Allah's will, then Allah would not have allowed us to commit shirk. And if we were to commit shirk, Allah would have immediately punished us and destroyed us. The fact that we are committing what you consider to be shirk and to be wrong, and that we and our forefathers have been allowed to commit that, and that nothing has happened to us to now, that shows that there can't be anything wrong with it. Why will Allah allow something for that is wrong to happen? There's no substance to this kind of an assumption, this kind of theory. Allah gives a kind of short answer, not a very long answer, because it's such a ridiculous assumption that they've made. The point behind this verse is to console Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the last sentence, فَهَلْ عَلَى الرُّسُلِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ So the messengers have no responsibility but to clearly convey. In other words, you have to convey. After that, whatever theories they come up with should not sadden you too much, because that's out of your control. But in short, the answer is, Allah has sent Ambiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and all of them, the core of their message was that you must believe in the oneness of Allah, in the uniqueness of Allah, Tawheed. So it doesn't mean that Allah has sanctioned it by remaining silent. Secondly, other nations have been destroyed for being granted grace and respite and still not reforming their ways. So that should serve as a lesson for you. The reason why Allah allows for wrong to happen is because that's the system Allah has put into place to test people. If Allah did not allow for any evil to happen, and if people were destroyed as soon as they committed an evil, then there would be no test. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا To test who of you would do the best of deeds. So that's the verse that we discussed yesterday. Today, verse 36, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا We sent to every community a messenger. And what did the messenger say? أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ Worship Allah, وَجِتَّنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ And abstain from all false deities. So this is also, in a way, a response to the previous ayah where the mushrikeen's theory was referenced. That if Allah, why is Allah allowing us to continue with shirk? Allah sent a messenger to every community to say, أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَجِتَّنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ Let worship Allah alone. In the way that is befitting of his attributes and abstain from all false deities. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هَدَى اللَّهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الضَّلَالَةِ Then from among them is he whom Allah guided, and from among them is he upon whom deviation was justified. Those who decided to constantly reject Allah's messenger and Allah's message, then after a period of time, Allah makes a decree that they will not be guided any further. They will not be given any further guidance, and they remain then embedded in their misguidance. But that is as a result of their consistent disbelief. فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ And Allah says, travel then in the lands. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ And see what the destiny was of the rejectors. So, in many ways, this ayah responds to the theory in the previous ayah. That previous nations were destroyed. Go travel and see. That should tell you that Allah does not allow and tolerate polytheism and shirk indefinitely. And Allah is not silent on it. Allah grants respite because man is given a chance to respond, that's to reform. That's part of the test of life. Otherwise, every messenger that was sent preached the same message. Now, here the ulama have written that this verse does not necessarily mean that a messenger was sent directly to every single nation that ever existed. Yes, Allah would have sent Nabi, Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to many nations. But from there, the Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam would have had messengers, warners, guides, who were sent to other communities. In short, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam came in the end, and he was sent to the entire mankind and jinnkind. So over a period of time, there was no community that did not receive the message. It does not mean necessarily that each community had to receive the message directly from a Nabi. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.